will wrap up our conversations on prayer today. But this is a very important part, I think, of where our hearts need to be and our attitudes need to be before going to the Lord in prayer. Got a few questions first. Do we ever think about our attitude of prayer? Or do we just treat prayer as just something we should do because we are followers of Jesus? Do we pray with an attitude of nonchalant repetition? Where are our hearts when we sit before a meal and pray? Is it more about getting to the meal, or is it a true communication with God? Have you ever scolded your children about their attitude when they're speaking to you? As children of God, we should be mindful of our attitudes toward our speaking to Him. Let's look at Scripture and see what it says about the attitudes we could have. In Psalm 27:8, it says, "You have said, seek my face. My heart says to you, your face, Lord, do I seek." We learn from this scripture that we should have the attitude of seeking when we approach God in prayer. To seek, to search, desire, to hear from God. So we should have that attitude of those things as we go into prayer. In Psalm 46:10, it says, "Be still and know that I am God. I will be exalted among the nations. I will be exalted in the earth." When coming to God in prayer, we could have the attitude of reverence, to be still, to be quiet, to be in a place where there's no distractions, so that we can hear Him. We should have the attitude of exaltation, always ready and excited to exalt God, allowing Him the position only He deserves in our conversations with Him. Psalm 63:1 says, "O God, You are my God. Earnestly I seek You. My soul thirsts for You. My flesh faints for You, as in a dry and weary land where there is no water." Our attitudes entering into a conversation with God could be to earnestly seek Him and His will for us. We could have the attitude of thirst, a desperate thirst for Him, not just a thirst of a little sip that will satisfy us for a minute, but a thirst of desperation where we seek God so desperately as if we were dying of thirst. Seek Him desperately, knowing He is the only one who can satisfy us. Only He can sustain us. We will close with a few reasons why we need to spend time with God. First of all, God wants us to. He wants to have that relationship with us. He has provided prayer so we can communicate directly to Him. Secondly, prayer releases us from fear and worry that creeps into our lives. Through prayer, we can lay down our burdens before God, and He will pick them up, and we never have to touch them again. Thirdly, His words provide numerous patterns and examples for our prayer. So we can find in numerous places throughout the Bible where people have gone to the Lord in prayer and the examples that are set there. So throughout the scripture, we can find patterns of how to pray and what to pray and when to pray and all the things that God wants us to know about prayer. Fourthly and lastly, God desires our fellowship, and we need to grow in our relationship with Him. Those times spent with God in prayer are vital to our walk with God. Thank you for listening today. I hope that we all will seek and thirst for God in prayer this week. I know we will grow closer to Him if we check where our heart attitudes are before our conversations with God. Make sure we're intentional with that, that we search our heart before we search what God wants for us. May He bless you always and in all ways.